Management by Objectives. Introduction. Management by Objectives is a method for conducting Christian ministry in an orderly, effective manner. It is not enough to just know God's will for your life and ministry. You must make definite plans to fulfill your spiritual calling. You must learn to work with God to fulfill His purpose and plans. A serious problem with many Christian leaders is that of organizing and managing spiritual resources God has given them. If laborers for spiritual harvest are few, as the Bible indicates, then they should be effectively organized and managed. The discipline of organized planning for ministry in no way restricts the freedom of the Holy Spirit. It makes you even more sensitive because you make a conscious decision to seek God's purpose and plans. Your faith helps execute God's plan, as God always responds to faith in action. This course will help you fulfill the ministry to which God has called you. You will formulate a purpose for ministry in harmony with God's purpose and plans. You will learn how to set objectives, implement plans, and evaluate results. The appendix of this study contains examples to assist you in practical organization of ministry within the local church fellowship. This course is third in a series of three in the organizing module of training offered by Harvest Time International Network. Biblical management principles and environmental analysis both precede this course. It is recommended that these three courses be studied in their suggested order for proper understanding of leadership, planning, and organization necessary for effective ministry. Before making plans, you need to know biblical principles for management. You also should have analyzed the environment in which you are ministering. This course assumes you have knowledge of biblical management principles and environmental analysis. Chapter 1, An Introduction to Management by Objectives. Key verse. Let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians 14:40. Introduction. Management is the process of accomplishing plans through human, material, and spiritual resources. Management by objectives is a procedure for planning and implementing ministry in an orderly, effective manner. The Bible states, let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians 14:40. From the beginning of the biblical record, God made plans and communicated them to men and women who carefully recorded and obeyed them. God had Moses prepare a written plan for the construction of the tabernacle. He gave David plans for the temple. He had Hezekiah write down his vision in a clear and orderly way. This lesson introduces management by objectives. You will learn what it involves, its importance, and how to deal with any opposition which you may encounter. Management by objectives. Management by objectives is exactly what the title reflects. It is management of ministry by objectives. Management is another word for stewardship. Stewards or managers are responsible over something entrusted to them by someone else. As a believer, you are a steward of spiritual resources God has given, which include the gospel. Every believer is a steward of the gospel. We are to share its message with others. Finances. Every believer is a steward of the money God gives to him personally. Those who handle ministry funds of a church or Christian organization are also stewards of those funds. Material resources of ministry, such as church buildings, property, and equipment. Spiritual gifts. Each believer has at least one spiritual gift. You are a steward of your spiritual gift and your place of ministry in the body of Christ. Other believers. God uses people, not programs, to build His kingdom. Management or stewardship involves people. If you are a leader, you are responsible for the people who work with you in ministry. You are to help them grow spiritually and develop their own spiritual gifts for the work of ministry. You are to be a good steward of these resources. The main requirement of stewards is that they are to be faithful. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians 4:2. To be a good manager or steward, you must make plans. The word objectives is another word for plans or goals. So management by objectives means making plans to be a good manager of the spiritual resources God gives you. Jesus told a parable in Matthew 25:14-30 about servants whose master gave them resources called talents. They were told to be good stewards and use the funds wisely. Every man but one had a plan and successfully followed it. The one who did not make a plan for his resources and did not use his talent was judged an unfaithful servant. Jesus encouraged planning. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Luke 14:28. When we speak of planning and management in this course, we are not talking about planning as it is done in the secular world of business. We are talking about planning under the guidance of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of effective ministry. Because God knows the future, He can give you wisdom in making plans. Management by objectives will make you a good steward of the gospel and the ministry God has given you. It will help you work with God to accomplish His purposes. The Bible confirms that when people begin to step out and act in faith on a plan, God works with them. Management by objectives involves formulating a purpose for ministry in harmony with that of God, making plans to achieve the purpose, organizing people and procedures to implement the plan. Implement means to put into action. Perfecting the plan through evaluation. Good stewardship is planning and hard work. It takes time and effort. Spiritual works of wood, hay, and stubble are easier to produce, but are perishable. Gold and silver takes more effort, but is lasting. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. 1 Corinthians 3:12-13. A biblical example. The ministry of Jesus was one managed by objectives. Purpose. Jesus knew his purpose in God's plan. He made many statements of purpose during his early ministry. For an example, see Luke 4:18-19. Plan. Jesus had a plan of ministry. He planned to preach and teach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out demons, and do miracles confirming God's word. He would fulfill God's purpose by dying for the sins of all mankind, destroying the works of the enemy, and rising from the dead in power and glory. People. Jesus used people in his ministry. He specifically called 12 men to minister with him. Later, he sent out 70 to minister the gospel. He also commissioned all believers to take the gospel to all nations. Procedure. Jesus had a procedure for fulfilling God's plans. A procedure is a method or way of doing things. He outlined a procedure for spreading the gospel in Matthew 10 and Luke 10. Perfection. Jesus evaluated the ministry of his disciples to perfect the plan. Luke 10:17-24. After the plan was perfected, he commissioned all believers to participate in it. Matthew 28:19-20 and Acts 1:8. The importance of good management. Good management of the ministry God has given you is very important because it provides purpose and direction. If you are to be successful in ministry, then your purpose and plans must be in harmony with those of God. When you know your specific purpose for ministry and make plans to fulfill that purpose, then you can lead others. Good leaders must know where they are going in order to guide followers. Guidance and unity of ministry involves common purpose and direction. When there is proper direction, confusion is eliminated. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. 1 Corinthians 14:33. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Ephesians 5:1. You will learn in this course how God had a purpose and plan from the beginning of time. If God's activities are not characterized by confusion, then the ministries of His servants should not be either. Good management of the ministry God has given you is important because it permits you to make proper decisions. Decisions determine your destiny. This is true even of salvation. You must make a decision to either accept or reject the gospel. Your eternal destiny is determined by your own decision. Your present life and ministry is determined by previous decisions you have made. You either make decisions by thoughtful planning or on the spur of the moment. Planning and management with the guidance of the Lord permits you to make good decisions. Good management of the ministry God has given you is very important because it establishes priorities for ministries. Knowing God's purpose and plan helps you establish proper priorities for your life and ministry. Priorities are activities which are more important than other things you could choose to do. You have priorities in life whether you consciously determine them or not. You will establish priorities either by drifting into habits that become a way of life, through pressure of circumstances or others around you, or by a definite decision based on God's purposes. Luke 12:16-20 tells the story of a man with misplaced priorities. You will study this parable in more detail later in this course. This story illustrates that misplaced priorities are always followed by a penalty. Good management is important because it permits you to act rather than react. Many people are more occupied with reacting to urgent matters of the present instead of planning for the future. This causes them to react rather than act with wisdom and purpose. Without a plan, you do not know what you're doing, why you are doing it, or how it is to be done. Because you have no purpose and plan, you have nothing to commit to, no way to evaluate your effectiveness for God. And you are easily persuaded to react by quitting in times of crisis. Planning transforms desire to demonstration and visions to reality. It helps you determine what needs to be done and how to do it in order to fulfill God's purposes. Good management is important because it makes you accountable. When you have a plan, people know their responsibilities. This makes them accountable to God, others, and themselves. To be accountable to someone means you have to answer to them for something they have given you to do. In the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14-30, the servants were accountable for talents their master gave them. Their master had a plan, communicated it to his servants, and they were to fulfill it by investing the funds as they had been directed. You are accountable not only for knowing God's will for your life and ministry, but also for doing it. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Luke 12:47. Good management is important because it permits evaluation. Planning permits evaluation to see if you are fulfilling God's purpose and plans. If you have no plan, how do you know if you are succeeding or failing? If you have no purpose, how will you know if you ever achieve it? Good management is important because it permits wise use of spiritual resources. Planning helps you manage spiritual resources properly and make wise use of funds, material possessions, people, spiritual gifts, and callings for the work of God's kingdom. Good management is important because it prepares you to enter open doors. God opens doors to His people. I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Revelation 3:8. When God opens doors, you need to be ready to walk through them. This is not possible without advance preparation. Read the parable of the wise and foolish virgins in Matthew 25:1-13. God opens doors, but they do not stay open forever. They open and wait for your entry, then they close, sometimes never to open again. Good management is important because it brings your will in harmony with God's will. The first question of the Apostle Paul after his conversion was, "What will you have me to do?" He was asking God, "What is your plan for my life and ministry?" When you bring your will in harmony with God's plans, you are successful. See Mark 14:36 and Luke 5:11. Opposition to planning. As you apply the principles of management by objectives, which you will learn in this course, you may face opposition from others. Here are some common reasons why people resist planning and management in ministry. Lack of knowledge. Some people do not plan and manage wisely because they do not know how to do it. You will learn about management in this course. It will not only benefit your ministry, but it will also equip you to help others in this area. Lack of purpose. When people do not understand God's purpose and their specific purpose within God's plan, it is difficult to plan. You must first know your purpose if you are to make plans to fulfill it. In this course, you will learn of the great purpose of God and your specific purpose in His plan. When you understand these, you will be able to communicate them to others and help them recognize their part in God's plan. Belief that it is not scriptural. Some people believe planning is not biblical, but the biblical record is filled with men and women who made plans under the direction of God. You can study further about this in the For Further Study section of this lesson. You will also learn in Chapter 2 that God is a God of purpose and planning. He has used individuals, nations, Israel, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Church in His plan. His purpose was established from the beginning of time, and He is still working out His plan in the world today. Belief that it hinders the Holy Spirit. Some people believe planning and organization hinder the freedom of the Holy Spirit. This is not true. After the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit recorded in Acts 2, it is only a short time later that planning and organization under the direction of the Spirit begins. Acts 6. The discipline of organized planning and ministry in no way restricts the freedom of the Holy Spirit. It makes you even more sensitive to the direction of the Lord because you make a conscious decision to seek His purpose and plans. Planning can be a form of worship, a time during which you reflect on God's purpose and plans and open your spirit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit searches your heart and spirit, and because He has the mind of God, He reveals God's plans and purposes to you. When you pray, study God's Word, and plan under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, planning is a spiritual activity. It does not hinder the working of the Holy Spirit. One good example of this is the plan of Joshua at Ai in Joshua 8. Joshua had a plan, verse 4, but it did not hinder God's miraculous working, verse 18. Both natural planning and supernatural events worked together in harmony. Tradition. Anytime you try to do anything different, you will encounter opposition of those bound in tradition. They do not want to change. They have done things a certain way for many years, and it has become a tradition. Jesus had this same problem with the scribes and Pharisees. Sometimes you can lead these traditional people into positive change. Other times you may not be able to put the new wine in old wineskins, as Jesus described it. Then it is necessary to raise up new believers who are willing to enter into God's plan. It does not mean the people bound by tradition are not saved or a part of the body of Christ. They are our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we should love them and help them as much as they permit. But they have chosen to cling to traditions of men rather than moving ahead to accomplish new things under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Jesus and Paul both ministered in the temple and in the synagogues as far as they were permitted. These were the traditional houses of worship at the time. But because of rejection due to tradition, they were forced to take their message to new believers who were more open to receive the message. Fear of the future. Planning deals with the future. Some people fear the future and do not like to think about it or plan for it. But you do not have to fear because God controls the future. He already knows the plans He has for you. All you are doing in planning is asking God to reveal His plans to you. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Slothfulness. Some people do not plan and organize because it takes time and it is hard work. They are slothful. Slothfulness is unconcern and laziness. The field or work of the slothful is described in Proverbs 24:30-34. It does not bring forth spiritual harvest. Fear of failure. The unfaithful steward in Matthew 25:14-30 feared failure, so he did not even try to use what he had been given by his master. See verse 25. The only time you ever really fail is when you stop trying. Thomas Edison, a great inventor in the United States, tried hundreds of methods which failed before he invented electricity. But Mr. Edison went on to become a great success because he did not stop trying. Eventually, he discovered electricity. The Bible record is filled with stories of great men and women of God who failed but went on to become successful for God because they did not stop trying. Actually, when you fail to plan, you are planning to fail.